Yesterday, the ANC took back control of the Johannesburg Metropolitan Council. Today, the UDM's Mongameli Bobane was voted out of office in a motion of no confidence. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I presume there will be another election and there's going to be horse trading between the major parties and the minor parties, and it's all going to be about patronage. None of it is going to be about principle and service delivery. And there are also issues in the Tshwane Metro Council. Clement Magnatella is tracking that story. What have been this afternoon's developments, Clement?
Well, the developments here, John, are actually developing quite slowly. We were supposed to have started at 2 p.m. with the motion of no confidence in the Speaker of the City of Tshwane Council, Katlego, who at the moment there is now sort of a break where the political parties are having their own caucus to decide what to do going forward. And that's because earlier on, when the council started sitting at 2 p.m., the Speaker, Katlego Matebe, decided to recuse herself from presiding over this house because, as you know, the first motion of no confidence was against her. So she thought that she should not be presiding over the house. But then the ANC and the EFF protested over that and said she has to be the one that presides over the house. And once the motion of no confidence in her is passed, and then the city council can then decide on who takes over from the speaker. And only then can that person decide on whether or not to hear the motion of no confidence in the mayor of the city of Tshwane. So what is happening now is that because of that protest by the EFF and the ANC, the speaker has decided to now, go for a break and call the chief whips of various parties into her office so they can discuss on what to do going forward. And now we're still waiting for those political parties to conclude their discussions so they can tell us if they will allow the speaker to appoint someone who will preside over the sitting, or if she herself must actually go ahead and hear this motion of no confidence in her.
I think yesterday's vote, with all of the minor parties, it looks like, plus a couple of DA councillors voting for the ANC's candidate in the Johannesburg mayoral election, that took some people by surprise. So how certain is it that a motion of no confidence, first in the speaker and then under a new speaker, a motion of no confidence in the mayor, Stevens Mokgalapa, is it pretty much guaranteed that both will pass?
Well, it's almost certain because you have the ANC that has already indicated that it will be voting with the EFF. And it's the EFF that had tabled this motion of no confidence in the speaker. Both these two have enough numbers to pass any motion in council. It's just that they have not worked together in the past. So this is almost the first time that you've got them sitting down officially and saying, let's work together. So the ANC and the EFF are together on this. They will vote out the speaker. And when the new speaker puts on the table the motion of no confidence in the mayor, it's almost certain because the two parties will also be voting together. The interesting thing also, John, is that you have the DA coalition government crumbling. And I say crumbling because you see what happened in Nelson Mandela Bay. The DA is not happy even yesterday with what happened in the city of Johannesburg, because you had not only some DA councillors voting with the ANC, but you also had the UDM, the ACDP, some of the smaller parties, the IFP, also voting with the ANC. So the question is, are they also going to break ranks with the DA because they see that this coalition is crumbling, and also decide to give their votes to the EFF and the ANC in the two motions of no confidence today? That's what we wait to see. But as far as it goes, the two parties, the ANC and the EFF, have enough votes, and they've already indicated they will be working together. What will also be of interest is what's going to happen going forward. What were they able to trade off? Because the information I was getting earlier this morning was that the ANC and the EFF have even struck a deal that the 20 council, or even this metro, will be given to the EFF, and then the speaker of the city council will then be an ANC member, an ANC councillor. That's the information that I've
really, Clement, that's quite hard to believe, and particularly because the EFF yesterday voted en masse against Jeffrey Makubo because they say he is corrupt. It's really hard to see a power-hungry ANC handing over a metropolitan government the size of Pretoria to an opposition party. I find that really hard to credit.
Well, think about it this way, John. The ANC needs the EFF in the city of Johannesburg. And the EFF can speak about how they are against the so-called corrupt Jeff Makubo. But it's politics at the end of the day. It's about negotiations. And if the ANC can guarantee the EFF that we are giving you Tshwane, but you have to guarantee us your support in the city of Johannesburg and vote with us to pass budgets, vote with us to even oust, for example, Vasco Da Gama. And I was seeing that, you know, that's the next plan by the ANC. It may have happened already, but the ANC did indicate the first item on the agenda in the city council will be to oust Vasco Da Gama as speaker. They will need the EFF for that. So in terms of horse trading, anything is possible at this instance. Yes, the EFF said they will never support Jeff Makubo, but if they need Tshwane, they will have to give the ANC something. And in this instance, some people, some councillors who are part of the City of Tshwane Council were telling us earlier that that support may be guaranteed in Joburg and the EFF takes Tshwane. But again, we will find out this afternoon if that's the case.
Clement Manyatela of Eyewitness News, thank you.